Expert with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message. Well, this morning, we're going to continue talking about deception, and we're going to talk about two areas today, prayerlessness and worldliness, okay? Be not deceived. And what we've learned in previous lessons, I think this is lesson number 7, what we've learned is Jesus Christ is the truth, the master of honesty, integrity, and faithfulness, that there's no darkness in him at all. There's no hypocrisy in him. There's no trickery or deceit in him at all. He's 100% pure truth. He always speaks the truth. It is impossible for God or for Jesus Christ to ever tell you a lie. Amen. On the other hand, Satan is a liar, the master deceiver and manipulator. Amen. He's full of trickery, hypocrisy, darkness, full of deceit. He's full of seduction. And you can't trust him because he lies about everything and he lies every single day. Yes, you can't believe anything the devil tells you. Jesus called him the liar and the father of it. He made a decision not to abide in the truth. In other words, he made a decision not to have fellowship with Jesus Christ. And the Bible says he abode not in the truth and there's no truth in him. You can't believe nothing that he tells you. On the other hand, Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." And so we've learned in the last 2 weeks, or the last 3 weeks, that God has given us his armor to be able to stand against the deceits and the tricks and the traps and actually the methods of Satan. In Ephesians chapter 6, and that's where we're going to start. If you'll turn over there, we're going to read these scriptures here. Starting in verse 10, it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Now, you've got to have the whole armor on if you're going to be able to stand and to assault Satan's kingdom. You got to have the whole armor on. If you're going to stand against his cunning and his deceit, you got to be fully dressed. Amen. Amen. Because the Bible says in verse 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." So here we see that the armor of God consists of truth, righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, and the word of God. Amen. And because it's the armor of God, it is also the armor of love. The Bible also calls it the armor of light. Yes. And so powers of darkness cannot work in your life if you are walking in the light. Yes. Jesus said, "He that follows after me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." For Satan to be able to maneuver in your life and to have success, because we know he's going to form the weapon. But just because he formed a weapon doesn't mean that he's going to be successful. Anita, he might form a weapon against you, but that doesn't mean that it's going to prosper. So the key to overcoming whatever his strategy or whatever method he used against you is to make sure that you are enveloped in truth. That's the word of God. To make sure that you understand your right standing with God, that you have on the breastplate of righteousness, because it protects your heart and your affection for God. Amen. 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 You have to make sure that you're walking in peace. If you'll stay in peace, he can't touch you. Amen. Hallelujah. There is a place in God where the wicked one touches him not. There is a secret place of the Most High God. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall what? Abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Praise God. There is a place where 1,000 can fall at your right hand and 10,000 at your left side, but it will not come near you. Amen. See, there is a place in God where you can be successful at overcoming whatever Satan bring against you. Amen. And God wants you to win. Amen. Amen. By walking in peace and then carrying the peace, carrying that gospel to people that don't know Jesus. Hallelujah. And then understanding how faith works, what it is and how it works, and how you release your faith and how to trust God. That is a shield about you. Amen. And the shield of faith is a 360 degree shield that cover you in every direction. It will quench and put out all the fiery darts that are aimed at you. Hallelujah. And then the helmet of salvation, having your mind renewed that there's only one way to be saved, that there's not 10 ways to be saved. You can only be saved through the blood of Jesus, through the name of Jesus. Amen. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him. There's no other way to be saved. You can't hook up with any other religion on the earth and be saved. Jesus is God's plan of salvation. Amen. And I know that the cross is an offense to many people. They get offended when you tell them that there ain't but one way to be saved, and it's Jesus. There's an offense there. People get offended and say, why you want to say that if we don't go your way, we're not saved? Because that's the truth. Amen. 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 And then the word of God, having a working revelation knowledge of how that word works, having a respect for the word, that the word was given to us by God, that it's divinely inspired, and that it is good enough, and I mean that it is strong enough to base our eternal destiny on. Amen. Hallelujah. That we'll stand on this word. We'll go down with this word. Amen. Hallelujah. It is the sword of the Spirit, which it is defensive and offensive. Hallelujah. Amen. And the word is given to us, the rhema of God for close combat. It's a dagger that puts Satan on the run. Hallelujah. He don't want you to have knowledge of the word. Notice here, but Paul finished this off talking about armor. Then he said, praying always with all kinds of prayer. Praying always. Everybody say always. Always. Praying always with all kinds of prayer in the spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So prayer is a part of this armor. And I'm going to show you why. Prayer is a part of it. Because without prayer, then you're basically cut off from your source. Prayer, being prayerless will cut you off from your source. And when he talks about praying in the spirit, prayer is another weapon given to us that can be likened to a lance or a javelin, which means that when Paul was talking about all the armor, the sword of the Spirit was not a large sword. It was more like a dagger-like sword for close combat. But prayer is like a lance that you can hit the enemy from long distance. That's why I can pray here and God move over in California. I can pray here and God do something in Japan. Through prayer, God can use us to launch mighty weapons in the spirit. I can pray here and God touch somebody in the hospital. That means I ain't got to be right there. Hallelujah. Prayer is a powerful weapon that's been given to the church. And it's been given to us to defeat and to strike a deadly blow from a distance. Prayer is a weapon that is released through the mouth with the spoken word. Satan will work overtime to deceive you that prayer is not important, that you don't have time to pray, that there are other things in your life that take priority over prayer. He will keep you too busy, too tired, too sleepy. I mean, he will run you in the ground with activities to convince you that you don't have time to pray. How many of you have a devil ever used that weapon on you? You ain't got time to pray today. Prayer don't do any good. You know why people don't pray? Because Satan tell them that God don't answer their prayers. So they have no confidence when they pray, so they might say, well, I'm just a hoping and a praying. That means that I threw up something and I hope it lands. I hope God heard me. But prayer is designed to create intimacy between you and God. The way you're on talking terms with the Lord on a regular basis. The way when he speaks, you hear him. And Satan doesn't want that working in your life. He will try to deceive you. And his weapon of prayerlessness is designed to cut off your life source and your communication with God. And so prayer based on the word and the will of God will always lead to victory, power, and greater revelation. Now listen, John Bunyan said this about prayer. He said, prayer will make a man cease from sin, or sin will entice a man to cease from prayer. Prayerlessness is a sin that leads to deception. Failure to pray will open the door of temptation for the devil to get at you. 1 Samuel 12:23 says this, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. So when believers stop praying, you're pretty much tied to the hand of God, because God has to have a man praying. Yeah. Amen. You know, in the Old Testament, the Bible says that God looked for an intercessor. He looked for somebody to stand in the gap. God wanted to bless his people, and he looked for somebody that had a heart for him that would pray so that he could intervene in the affairs of man. And the Bible says, I found none. So God sent the perfect intercessor, Jesus Christ. And Jesus stood in the gap for us. And the Bible says he ever lives to make intercession for us. Even right now, he's interceding for us. Hallelujah. So prayer is so important. And Satan would like to take that weapon. He would like to take that lance out of your hand. Luke 18:1, Jesus said, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. That means not lose heart and give up. Tell your neighbor, say, men ought always pray. What does always mean? That means you should always have communication with God. You should be talking to God every day.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call